第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所占的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Romans 5 verses 1 to 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. May God bless those who read and obey his word.
愿主赐福听他话语的人。
Every Christian has a hope.
每个基督徒都有一个盼望。
And this hope is called God's glory.
而这个盼望叫做神的荣耀。
By the word hope, it does not mean the usual, it does not have the usual English meaning.
我们这里的盼望并没有大家平时的那个意思。
Oftentimes we think hope may come or may not come.
一般上我们认为盼望的东西呢是可能会发生，也可能不会发生。
That's not how hope is defined in the New Testament.
但是在新约圣经里面，盼望的定义并不是这样的。
Rather you can translate it as a sure promise.
盼望可以翻译成一个肯定的确据。
In other words, every Christian has a sure promise.
换句话说，每个基督徒都有这么肯定的一个确据。
That one day will be transformed into God's glory.
有一天我们会转换成神的荣耀。
And we thank God for that.
我们为此来感谢神。
A life is complicated and difficult.
人生是很复杂也很困难的。
No mature adult will say that it's an easy race.
没有一个成熟的成人会说这个是一个容易走的道路。
There are so many twists and turns.
人生里面有许多曲折的道路。
So many dangers in life.
人生有许多的危险。
So many crises in life.
有很多的危机。
Today we are well.
今天我们很好。
And we hope that the next day will be well too.
并且希望说明年也会很好。
But the fact is, things happen.
但是事实是，一些突发的事情会发生。
And before we know it,
在我们发现之前，
哎呀 ，I thought tomorrow will be, next year will be just as good.
你说，哎呀，我以为明年会更好。
There are many dangers in life.
人生有很多的危险。
And one day, there's the greatest danger of life.
并且有一天，有人生里面那个最大的危险。
We all have to face death.
我们要面对死亡。
And this question is a most important question.
而这个问题是一个最重要的问题。
We must answer this question.
我们必须回答这个问题。
Where will you be after you die?
在你死了之后，你会去哪里呢？
It's not a question that is useless.
这个问题并不是一个没有用的问题。
It's a question that you will face, definitely will face.
这个问题是你一定会面对的。
So where will you be after you die?
所以在你死了之后，你会去哪里呢？
If you cannot answer this question,
如果你无法回答这个问题，
You will not have peace in your heart.
你心中就不会有平安。
The peace you have is a false peace.
你有的平安是假的。
So there is the greatest danger called death.
所以一个最大的危险叫做死亡。
But life does not end here.
但是生命并不停在这里。
Every religion in the world.
世界上每一个宗教。
Every major religion in the world.
每个主要的宗教。
And Christianity says it very clearly.
基督教也这么很清楚地说。
After we die, we have to face judgment for the sins we committed whilst we were in the body.
在我们死了之后，我们要为这我们生前所犯的罪来面对审判。
The law will punish criminals.
法律会惩罚犯罪的人。
This is called justice.
这个叫做公义。
God because he's holy, he must punish it.
神也因为他是圣洁的，必须要惩罚罪恶。
This is called justice.
这个也叫做公义。
One day, the dead will rise from the dead.
有一天，死人要从死亡里面复活起来。
They will resurrect.
他们会复活。
Every person will stand before the judgment seat of God to face judgment for their sins.
每个人都要站在神的宝座面前接受审判。
It's a frightening moment.
这是一个很可怕的时间。
We have to face judgment for our sins.
我们要为着我们的罪来面对审判。
And we cannot pass this judgment because God hates sin and will punish sin to eternity.
而我们是无法通过这个审判的，因为神厌恶罪恶，从永亘古到永远。
Life is very gloomy,
所以人生是很黑暗的。
But it is true, isn't it? Life is indeed gloomy.
但是这是事实，不对吗？
There are some happy moments of life.
人生里面有时候有喜乐的时候。
But life is peppered with many more unhappy moments.
但是不快乐的时间却是更多。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒，
and especially the three of you who are getting baptized today,
特别今天接受洗礼的三位弟兄姐妹，
and two of you who are transferring membership,
还有两位要转会的姐妹们，
Dear Christians,
还有亲爱的基督徒，
Let me give you a bad news.
让我给大家一个坏消息。
The life of a Christian is even more difficult.
基督徒的生活呢，将会更加的困难。
Because our Lord says, we walk the path, the life path that we walk is a narrow path.
因为主说，我们的人生道路是一个狭窄的道路。
People can tell lies, Christians cannot tell lies.
其他人可以撒谎，基督徒不能够撒谎。
Others can use dishonest means to get some good things. The Lord forbids us.
别人可以用不诚实的手段来得到东西，但是我们的主禁止我们这么做。
It's a narrow path.
这是一条窄路。
So the life of a Christian is even more difficult.
所以基督徒的人生将会更加的困难。
But how we thank and praise God.
但是我们却感谢赞美神。
Even the very sufferings that we face will bring us to glory.
我们所面对的各样的苦难都会给我们荣耀。
Dear transfer candidates and baptism candidates.
转会的弟兄姐妹，还有洗礼的弟兄姐妹。
You will face difficult moments of life because you are a Christian.
因为你是基督徒，你的人生会面对困难的时刻。
Because you are Christian, you will face difficult moments of life.
因为你是基督徒，你在人生会面对困难的时刻。
Because darkness and light cannot coexist.
因为黑暗和光明无法共存。
You are children of light. You cannot leave. You will be at constant conflict with children of darkness.
你是光明的子女，你常常跟黑暗的子女来对抗。
So don't be surprised. Why is life so difficult?
所以你不要惊讶说，为什么的我的人生这么苦。
But there is hope for.You,
但是你有盼望
a sure promise,
一个肯定，一个有蛮有肯定的盼望。
You can be very assured,
你可以得到这个确据。
If you follow the Lord,
如果你跟随主
，Life is difficult,
人生虽然困难
，Not only will you emerge unscathed,
你却是不单是你能够平安坦然的度过
，You emerge victorious,
你还会得胜。
During times of discouragement,
在灰心的时刻
，I urge you, new Christians,
我鼓励你。新的基督徒
，You must look up, go back to your Lord Jesus Christ.
你必须回去看看你的主耶稣基督。
Go back to Him.
你要回到他那里去。
He loves you eternally.
他是永远的爱你。
And will use His immense strength to ensure that you emerge victorious in life.
并且会使运用他巨大的能力，确保你会得胜。
But you must follow Him.
但是你必须跟随他。
You must not give up on your Lord Jesus Christ.
你不要放弃你的主耶稣基督。
There will be moments where you say that I want to give up on my faith.
可能有时候你会说我要放弃我的信仰了。
What's the point of following Lord Jesus Christ? There is no light at the end of the tunnel.
跟随主耶稣有何意义呢？我前面看不到亮光。
But that is not true.
但是这个并不是真的。
Come back to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要回到耶稣基督面前。
You will be all right.
你会没事的。
And I want to bring a final introduction.
我刚刚讲完我的引言。
Let's engage the text.
我们来看经文。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Why are you assured not only of victory, you are assured of God's glory?
你为什么有这个得胜的盼望？不单如此，你还有这个荣耀的盼望呢
？Number one, because you have peace with God.
因为首先你与神相合了。
Peace with God means.Your relationship with God is good now.
与神相合的意思就是说，你跟神的关系现在是良好的。
Last time was bad, horrible.
以前是很糟糕的。
But now your relationship with God is very good.
但是现在你跟神的关系是很好的。
Hey, Barnabas, sinner.
但是我是个罪人啊。
Right, yesterday I just did something horrible.
其实昨天我才做一个很糟糕的事情。
I'm a Christian, mean my relationship with God is good.
我是个基督徒，但是我跟神的关系是好的吗？
So that I'm assured that God will definitely bless me.
以至于我可以很肯定神一定会祝福我。
Because God and I, we are the best of friends.
因为我们跟神是最好的朋友。
But yesterday I just sinned.
可是昨天我才犯罪
了。Yes, you're right. You have peace with God.
是的，我们与神相合了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you are justified.
因为我们已经被称义了。
Because you are justified.
因为我们被称义了。
That means.
那个意思是。
On the day that you had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当你对耶稣基督有信心的那一天。
You are justified.
你已经被称义了。
It's a legal term.
这是一个法律的专用词。
Means when the judge looks at you, when God the judge looks at you.
意思是说当法官，这位神法官看着你的时候。
He says you are not guilty. I am not going to put you in jail.
他宣判你，你没有罪，我不会放你下监牢。
You are regarded as sinless.
你已经被当作无罪了。
How can that be? I always sin.
这怎么可能呢？我每天都犯罪呢。
I've done many horrible things. They're wrong.
我还做了很多错误的事情。
Yes, you are justified.
是的，你已经被称义了。
Because you are justified through faith. And wait, hang on. And this justified is important.
这个称义是很重要的。
Why being justified in the eyes of God is important?
为什么在神面前称义很重要呢？
God looks at you and says that you are sinless. Why is this so important?
神看着你，然后你说你没有罪，为什么这个很重要呢？
Now because the Bible tells us, for example, that God's wrath remains on people who are sinners.
因为圣经说，神的震怒常常在他罪人的身上。
We have seen in our thought, word, and deed.
我们在言语、思想、行为上都得罪神。
And we sin so much that we can't even remember the sins we have committed.
我们犯了很多的罪，甚至我们都忘记我们犯了什么。
Can you remember the sins you committed last week?
你可以记得你上个礼拜犯的罪吗？
10 years ago.
10 years ago的。
Say, don't know, so many.
你说，我不记得了，这么多。
And God's wrath remains on sinners.
神的震怒常在他身上。
If you are not justified,
如果你还没有被称义。
God looks at you,
神看着你的时候
with a black face.
他是黑着脸来看着你的。
脸臭臭啊。Black face, very displeased with you.
他很不喜悦你。
And it's frightening to live under a unpleasant face of God.
在神的这个不喜悦当中来生活是很可怕的。
Because we do not know when God says, enough of your sins, I'm going to end your life tonight.
因为我们不知道神什么时候会说我够了，今天我要断了你的命。
You cannot be blessed by God.
你无法被神祝福。
A person whose sins are washed away cannot have blessings. Not possible.
一个人如果罪没有被洗干净，是无法得到神的祝福的。
And the wages of sin is death.
还有罪的工价乃是死。
There are consequences to sin.
犯罪是有后果的。
Sometimes we think that I told a lie yesterday. Nobody found out. It's over.
有时候我们还会以为说，昨天我撒了一个谎，没有人发现，都过去了。
But the Bible says sin has consequences.
但是圣经说，罪是有后果的。
You thought it's over, but it's not over.
你以为已经过去，却是没有过去。
One day sin will find you out, will knock at your door.
有一天罪会回来，敲着你的门。
And the consequences of sin is our body will die.And we will die eternally in hell.
罪的结果是我们的肉体会死，而且我们在永恒也会死。
That's why sin is very harmful. We must avoid sin.
这是为什么罪是很可怕的，我们必须要避开罪。
Don't toil around with sin, because no one makes fun of sin. Only sin will make fun of us.
不要玩弄罪，因为没有人能够玩弄罪，是罪玩弄着我们。
So we are just thank God we are justified.
所以感谢神，我们是被称义了。
True faith.
是因信称义。
On the day, at the moment that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
在那一天，你接受耶稣基督、相信耶稣基督的那一天
，when you accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord,
当你接受耶稣为你的救主
，you are forever justified.
你已经永远被称义。
God regards you as guiltless.
神看你是无罪的。
From that moment into eternity,
从那一刻直到永恒。
And what are the results of being justified?
被称义的结果是什么？
We have peace with God.
我们就得与神相合。
Last time when God looks at you, God bin chao chao, God is very angry at you.
以前神看着你的时候，他脸臭臭。
But now God says that you are not my enemy anymore.
但是现在神说你不是我的仇敌了。
Today I love you.
今天我爱你。
Last time I regarded you as my enemy.
以前我把你当作我的仇敌。
And will chase after you like an enemy.
并且我会追讨你，好像追讨敌人那样。
I'll fight against you like an enemy.
我会对抗你，好像对抗敌人那样。
Because you are a sinner, I will fight against you.
因为你是罪人，我会对抗着你。
But now, God loves us eternally.
但是现在神永远的爱我们。
And God gives us favor in all things.
神在全方面施恩给我们。
The meaning of peace here must be interpreted in light of the Old Testament peace shalom.
这个和好必须按照旧约的解释方法来解释，旧约的 shalom 来解释。
This peace does not refer simply to peace in the heart.
这个平安不只是说心中的平安。
Yes, of course, we have peace in the heart.
当然，我们心中有平安。
But it's more than that.
但是它比这个还更多。
The Old Testament idea of peace means a complete peace, a wholesome peace.
旧约的平安是指一个很全方面的平安。
Because God grants us favor in all aspects of our life.
因为神在我们生活的全方位都祝福施恩给我们。
So when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
所以当你接受耶稣为你的救主的时候
，It's so wonderful.
这是太美好了。
From then on, God blesses you in all aspects of your life.
因为从那一刻开始，神在全方面都在祝福你。
Not only is God happy with you now,
不单是现在神喜悦你。
God blesses you in all aspects of your life.
神在你生活的各方面都祝福你。
Number two, we receive God's unlimited gifts.
第二，我们得到神无限的恩惠。
First two.Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中。
We have access.
我们得以进入。
And this access, in the culture of the background of 2,000 years ago.
进入这个字，如果按照两千年以前那个文化的背景来解释
，It refers the privilege of seeing a king.
它指的就是能够觐见国王。
When you see a king, what's so good about seeing a king?
你当你能够看到国王的时候，这有什么好呢
？You will receive grace.
你就会得到恩典。
Grace in the New Testament times simply means presence, gift.
恩典在新约的时代指的就是礼物。
So when you get to see a king.
所以当你能够见到一个国王时
，Who will give you many good presents？
他会给你很多好的礼物。
So when you see a gift, say, I must reward you with many presents.
所以当你看到国王的时候，他就说，我一定要用很多的礼物来祝福你。
So grace during that time simply means presents, gifts.
所以恩典在那个时候的意思很简单，就是礼物。
Undeserved gifts.
不配得到的礼物。
Not because you are clever or because you are very capable.
不是因为你很聪明或很能干。
But this king gives you gifts that you do not deserve.
但是这个国王给你的礼物呢，是你不配得到的。
And for how long can we receive gifts from God?
我们能够从神那里得到礼物，能够有多长的时间呢
？So you see God one time, then God gives you one gift.
所以你看神一次，神就给你一件礼物。
Then you come back to the king again, say, "I want another present."
然后你又到这个王面前说，我要另外一件礼物。
And then the king tells you, "You 贪得无厌 ，you're so greedy. How can you be so greedy?"
然后难道这个国王会说，你这么贪得无厌，你怎么可以这么贪心？
Yeah, well, of course, even if you ask someone for good things, you ask one time, he gives you, two times, he gives you, you ask a third time, he says, wow, you're too much.
是啊，不是吗？当你跟一个人讨好处的时候，一次两次他会给你，但是第三次的时候，他说你太过分了。
But we have gained access, we have gained gifts for how long?
但是我们能够进入这个时间有多久呢？
The word have gained is actually in the perfect tense. Never mind about what perfect tense is.
这个得进入得呢，它的时态是完成时态。
In the Greek, it's a perfect tense.
在希腊原文是一个完成时态。
中文是没有时态的哈。But Greek English has tense. It means what does perfect tense mean?
到底这个完成时态指的是什么
？It means that.When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
他表示说，当你信耶稣的时候
，the results of believing in Jesus Christ,
信耶稣基督的那个结果
，begin from the time you believe in Jesus Christ,
从你信耶稣的那个时候开始
，and it lasts forever and ever and ever.
并且一直延续下去到永远。
This is the meaning of perfect tense.
这个就是完成时态的意思。
What began one day, the results continue.
过去一天以前开始的那个动作呢，一直延续到永远。
It's forever ours.
是永远属于我们的。
In other words, you can always ask good gifts from God, anytime and forever.
换句话说，你无论什么时刻都可以到神面前来求礼物，
every,
到永远。
Every time when you're discouraged.
每当你灰心的时候。
You ask God, God, please help me.
你说神啊，帮助我。
I'm afraid I cannot pull through this time.
我担心我撑不住了。
The next day, you ask for God's help again.
另外一天，明天你又在求神帮助。
You ask for God's help every day.
你每一天都求神来帮助你。
You ask for 100 times a day.
你一天求主一百次。
For the next 100 years.
接下来一百年。
You have access to this.Grace.
你得以进入这样的恩典。
This is the meaning of perfect tense.
这个就是完成时态的意思。
You have gained an unlimited amount of gifts.
你得到一个无限量的礼物。
So dear Christian,
所以亲爱的基督徒，
life is difficult.
人生很困难。
But life is bearable.
但是人生能够撑得住的。
Christians are like a rubber band.
基督徒就像橡皮筋那样。
You know when you pull a rubber band?
当你拉这个橡皮筋的时候。
Don't pull anymore, don't pull anymore, it's going to break, it's going to break.
不要拉，不要拉了，要断了。
And then pull again. Don't pull anymore, it's going to break.
你再拉，你说不要再拉了，要断了。
And then before you know, you have already pulled the rubber band to maybe 10 times the original length.
然后在你发现之前，你已经把这个橡皮筋拉了它的原来的长度的十倍。
Dear Christian,
亲爱的基督徒，
life will be challenging.
人生充满挑战，
but there will be enough grace to go through life.
但是有足够的恩典来帮助你度过人生。
Don't be afraid.
你不用担心的。
Don't be afraid.
你不用担心。
Your water, although it's filled with, your boat, although it's filled with water, won't sink.
你的船虽然已经充满了水，是不会沉下去的。
Just scoop out the water, lah.
你只要把这个水把它舀出去。
You'll be all right.
你会没事的。
Because you have access to God's unlimited gifts.
因为你得以进入神那无限的礼物。
And it is by these gifts that we can stand.
就因着靠着这些礼物，我们得以站立。
And this stand against is in the perfect tense.
而这个站立也是在一个完成的时态。
Means using these gifts.
意思就是说，当你使用这些礼物，
we can stand on the gifts.
我们可以站在这些礼物上。
It's our foundation of life.
它是我们人生的根基。
It's our security of life.
是我们平安的根基。
We stand on these gifts.
我们就站在这些礼物上。
We are stable on these gifts.
我们在这些礼物上是很平稳的。
Because we stand on these gifts.
因为我们站在这礼物上。
We are unshakable.
我们是不可动摇的。
And it is our refuge of life.
并且它是它也是我们人生中的庇护避难所。
Unlimited gifts.
神无限的礼物。
Which every Christian has.
是每个基督徒都有的。
Every time you ask God, please help me.
每次你向神求说，神啊帮助我。
God gives you gifts.
神就给你礼物。
So that your life will go through storms of life and emerge unscathed.
好叫你的人生能够平安度过人生的风暴。能够安然无恙。
So don't be afraid of dark times in life.
所以你不用害怕人生里面黑暗的时刻。
Number three, you have eternal glory.
第三，你有永恒的荣耀。
And we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
What is this glory of God?
到底这个神的荣耀是什么？
This glory of God refers to the glory, His glory that God will give us.
这个神的荣耀指的就是神的他要给我们的荣耀。
So this hope, sure promise is receiving something. Receive what?
所以这个肯定的盼望会给让我们得到一些东西。要得到什么呢？
Is receiving the very glory of God.
就是得到神自己的荣耀。
And that refers to we one day become like God, God's likeness.
所以它指的就是有一天我们要像神那样有神的形象。
When a person believes in Jesus Christ, that person becomes a beautiful person.
当一个人相信耶稣的时候，他就成为一个更美好的人。
But a lot of wrinkles on my face, no?
但是我脸还是很多皱纹啊。
No, I'm not referring to your outward look.
不是的，我不是指的你的外貌。
I'm referring to what is inside you.
我指的是你的内心。
I enjoy speaking with some Christians.
我很喜欢跟一些基督徒交谈。
Because when I speak with them,
因为当我跟他们交谈的时候，
I find them beautiful.
我发现他们真的是很美丽。
They may be old,
他们也许很年长，
but they are so beautiful.
但是非常美丽。
Because when you speak to them, you get encouragement.
因为当你跟他们讲话的时候，你得到的是鼓励。
When they They may be suffering in the body.
他们也许在肉体上受苦。
But yet they are so hopeful in God.
可是他们在神里面却是充满着盼望。
They can even encourage you.
他们甚至还可以回来鼓励你。
You can find that you can sense that kind of peace in their hearts.
你可以感受他们心中的平安。
The wisdom of their words.
他们言语中的智慧。
They are beautiful people.
他们是很美丽的人。
There's holiness in their life.
在他们人生里面充满着圣洁。
There's patience even in the midst of sufferings.
甚至在苦难中有忍耐。
Now this is what I mean by God's likeness.
这就是我所说的神的形象。
So this glory of God refers to God's likeness.
所以这个荣耀指的是神的形象。
It also refers to, but why? How? Why is it that we have this? Why is it that we can become like God?
为什么我们能够像神那样呢？
How can we become like God?
我们怎么可能像神那样呢？
Because when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive His life.
因为当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们领受的就是他的生命。
There's life, His life, God's life in us.
他的生命，神的生命在我们里面。
The old life has been taken away.
过去的生命已经除掉了。
And so because this life will blossom and grow and become beautiful.
因为这个生命会发芽，会成长。会成为漂亮的生命。
So when we become more and more like God,
好叫使到我们更加越来越像神。
It demonstrates a very important truth.
它彰显了一个很重要的真理。
That there's life in us.
就是我们里面有生命。
This is life is called eternal life.
这个生命叫做永生。
And one day this eternal life will be full bloomed.
然后有一天这个永生呢会绽放着各样的它的那个风采。
The glory will be very clear.
那个荣耀将会很清楚地彰显出来。
Eternal glory.
永恒的荣耀。
So this glory of God has several aspects. We will like be like God. We will have eternal life. We will have eternal glory.
这个神的荣耀有几方面。第一，我们有神的形象，我们有永生，我们有永恒的荣耀。
In simply put, it means the glory of God.
简单的来说，它就是神的荣耀了。
And because we have this glory of God, we can boast about it.
就因着我们有这神的荣耀，我们可以欢欢喜喜的去夸胜。
But how can we boast?
但是我们为什么可以夸胜呢？
The world looks at Christians.
当世界看着基督徒的时候，
you are a Christian and it's very good.
哎呀，你基督徒啊，你以为自己很好吗？
What's so good?
有什么好呢？
I was retrenched, you also retrenched.
我被裁，你也被裁呀。
I got cancer. You also got cancer.
我患癌症，你也一样患癌症啊。
One day I will die. One day you also must die.
有一天我会死，你一天，有一天你也会死。
So what's so special about, what's so special about being a Christian?
那做基督徒有什么特别的？
In other words, if you say you have the glory of God, why are there still so many sufferings in our life?
换句话说，你说你有神的荣耀，那为什么你的人生充满着各样苦难呢？
People will laugh at you.
别人会笑你。
You're bluffing yourself, lah.
你是在自欺欺人。
It's just positive thinking.
这只是一个正面思维而已。
So if we will have we obtain the glory of God even now, why are there still sufferings in life?
所以，如果我们现在已经有神的荣耀了，那为什么我们还会人生还会受苦呢？
If there are sufferings in life, what is there to boast about being a Christian?
那人生如果充满苦难，作为基督徒有什么可夸的呢？
Verse 3.
第三节。
Why can we, even though there are sufferings, we will obtain glory, we can boast about glory? Why?
为什么人生充满患难，我们还是可以夸胜，欢欢喜喜的夸胜呢？
See, yeah, it's true, we have sufferings.
你说，是的，我们面对苦难。
In fact, when a person seriously follows the Lord, he will face more sufferings.
事实上，如果一个人很认真地来跟随主，他会面对更多的苦难。
But yet we can glory in our sufferings.
但是我们在患难中可以荣耀。得荣耀。
So verse 3 says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings.
所以不单如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Sufferings, instead of bringing us embarrassment, Paul says, in fact, it is something to boast about.
患难不是给我们羞耻，而保罗是说，患难给我们的东西是欢欢喜喜的荣耀。
Sufferings, let me repeat that again. Sufferings, instead of making us embarrassed, in fact, it brings us, it is something to boast about.
与其说患难给我们一些羞耻的东西，圣经却是说，保罗却是说，患难给我们欢欢喜喜的荣耀。
Because it will bring us glory. How?
因为它会给我们荣耀，它是怎么做到的呢
？Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
We can boast about it.
我们可以夸胜。
Why?
为什么
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Because sufferings will bring result in something real good.
因为患难会导致一个很好的东西，生产很好的东西。
So that we are not only not embarrassed, we can boast about sufferings.
以至于我们不用因此感到羞耻，反而可以夸胜。
See how is that possible?
你说这是怎么可能的
？Let me explain.
让我解释。
Sufferings like
患难，比如说疾病
，sickness，
疾病
，sleep disc。
这个叫椎间突出。
Please see a doctor.
你要看医生。
Sicknesses.
各样的疾病。
Difficult colleagues.
难搞的同事。
Or for no fault of us, we go into financial problems.
或者一些跟我们无关的原因，我们却是碰到了经济的困难。
Things that frighten us.
一些让我们害怕的事情。
Things that make life very difficult.
让我们的人生很难过的事情。
To the world, it says, "Today I sway."
世界上的人，当他们碰到这些问题，说：“今天我就衰了。”
But for Christians, we say that we can boast about sufferings.
但是基督徒可以说：“我可以因着这个患难而跨胜。”
Why?
为什么？
Because suffering produces perseverance.
因为患难要生忍耐。
This perseverance is persevering in the face of extreme difficulties.
这种的忍耐是极度的困难中的那种忍耐。
And when we face much difficulty,
虽然我们面对很困难的时刻
，we continue to be faithful to God.
我们继续对神忠心。
So difficult to be faithful, we continue to be faithful to God.
要忠心真的是很困难，但是我们还是选择去忠心。
We continue to love people.
我们继续去爱人。
This colleague is so difficult, but I will choose to continue to love her.
这个同事真的很难搞，但是我还是选择去爱他。
We continue to be patient.
我们继续有耐心。
You are really a pain in the neck.
这个东西真是让我感到很难受。
But I will be patient with you.
但是你这个人让我很难受，但是我对你要有耐心。
When it is difficult to be faithful, we are faithful. When it's difficult to love, we love. When it's difficult to be patient with somebody, we are patient with that person.
当环境很困难的时候，我们选择忠心；当一个人很难去爱的时候，我们选择去爱他；当一个人很难去忍受的时候，我们选择去忍有耐心，对他有耐心。
Now when we persevere,
当我们坚持
，You know diamond, how diamonds produced?
你知道这个钻石它是怎么生成的吗？
Coal, the charcoal, black charcoal and diamond, they are of the same material called carbon.
煤炭还有钻石，它们都是同一个元素，叫做碳。
Same material, but the difference in prices is several thousand times.
同一个元素，可是它的价钱却是相差好几千倍。
Coal you buy can buy for NTUC for $1 can get a lot.
煤炭你可以到超市去买，可以买很多。
The same material.Called diamond is worth thousands.
同样的元素，钻石却是价值上千万。
Hey, how come these two are the same material, but how come the difference in prices is so great?
同样的元素，为什么它们的价格这么差别这么大
？Because diamond is produced under extreme pressure.
因为钻石是在巨大的压力生成的。
Under the ground is produced when you exert.Simply put, when exert extreme pressure on carbon, it produces diamond.
简单的来说，这个碳元素当你给它施很大的压力的时候，它就生成了钻石。
This is what I meant by when you persevere, the faithfulness, love, and patience that you produce.
这就是我的意思了。当你忍耐，你所生成的耐心、爱心和忠心。
Very difficult.
很困难。
But you persevere.
但是你忍耐。
And it will produce character.
它就生成老练。
A very strong and clear character.
一个很坚强的这个性格。
And this character in the original Greek means it will pass the test.
老练的这个原文字呢，它有这个意思，就是在测验里面及格了。
A character of top-notch quality.
一个很高尚的品格。
A character of the best quality.
一个最好的品格。
Pure qualities,
纯正的品格
called holiness, godliness, etc.
叫做圣洁、敬虔等等
And when, because it produces character,
因着它生老练
it produces hope.
老练就生盼望了
This hope, as I've said just now,
这个盼望就如我刚才所说的
it refers to looking more and more like God.
就是指的就是越来越像神。
So sufferings will make us more and more like God.
所以患难会让我们越来越像神。
And this hope also includes eternal life.
这个盼望也包括了永生。
Because we can look like God because we have God's life in us.
我们可以像神，因为我们里面有神的生命。
And one day it will result in eternal glory.
有一天，它会让我们得享永恒的荣耀。
And not only will we have eternal glory, we will experience it.
我们不单单是能够有永恒的荣耀，我们还可以经历到它。
Now we experience the glory in part.
现在我们经历到这个荣耀的一部分。
And one day in eternity, we experience this glory in its completeness.
然后在以后永恒的时候呢，我们就能够完全的经历到。
Suffering will allow us to experience God's glory.
患难让我们能够想经历到神的荣耀。
Now we will experience it in part, partly in part.
现在我们经历到的是一部分。
But these sufferings will one day allow us to experience God's glory in completeness, 100%.
但是这个患难有一天让我们能够完全的经历到神的荣耀。
Eternal glory of God.
神永远的荣耀。
And that's why when people laugh at us Christians,
这是为什么当别人取笑我们这些基督徒的时候，
they have no reason to laugh at us.
其实他们根本没有这个理由来取笑我们。
Because sufferings instead of harming us, in fact, you will bring us glory.
因为患难不会给我们羞耻，而是给我们荣耀。
And we are guaranteed of this hope.
而且我们的这个盼望是肯定的。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And hope does not put us to shame.
盼望不至于羞耻。
I hope, is it possible that this hope will not come true?
这个盼望是不是会不会成真呢？
Because there's sufferings.
因为有苦难啊。
How can, when there's sufferings, maybe this hope will not, you'll stop the hope from coming true.
当患难来的时候，也许它会让这个盼望无法成真。
So will sufferings prevent this hope from coming true?
所以患难会导致盼望不成真吗？
That you stop you from experiencing this hope?
会使到你不能够享受到这个盼望呢
？So that you say, "Yeah, I'm finished. I'm finished."
会使到你说，哎，我完蛋了，我完蛋了。
So will this hope not come true?
难道这个盼望会成真吗
？Because of sufferings?
因着这个患难
？It won't.
不会的。
Why?
为什么呢
？This hope will not put us to shame. Will not embarrass us. Will not disappoint us.
这个盼望不至于羞耻，不会让我们失望的。
God says, "I give you hope."
神说：“我给你盼望
，which is the God's glory，
也就是神的荣耀。
You will not be embarrassed，
你不会因此羞耻。
You are not disappointed，
你不会失望。
Why？
为什么
？Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us。
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us。
因为圣灵，我们的圣。所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里了。
Why are we so guaranteed? Why are we guaranteed of that this hope, this glory will come true in spite of sufferings?
为什么虽然面对患难，我们还这么肯定这个荣耀会来到呢
？Why are we so sure that we will obtain God's eternal glory despite sufferings?
我们为什么这么肯定，虽然面对困难还会得到神的荣耀呢
？It does not make sense.
这个很不合理啊。
Something is going to stop me.
有一些东西要拦阻我。
Yeah, sure, I will get God's glory.
可是你还这么肯定我会得到神的荣耀
so, yeah, ？Definite.
是的，肯定的。
包价。
包吃的。
Sure win.
肯定。
Why?
赢定的。为什么呢
？Because of God's love.
因为神的爱。
Because God's love, God loves you zealously and passionately.
因为神是那么的热心，迫切的爱你。
Dear Christians, you do not know how much God loves you.
亲爱的基督徒，你无法了解神有多爱你。
You do not understand how much God loves you.
你并不明白神爱你有多少。
Can you imagine the Lord Jesus Christ, God dying on the cross for you?
你可以想象吗？耶稣基督这位神为了你死在十字架上。
This is how passionate He is about you.
神爱你就是这么的热心。
How can you say that Jesus doesn't love me?
你怎么可以说耶稣不爱我呢？
Then why did He die on the cross for you?
那为什么他会为你死在十字架上？
Do you know that when He died on the cross?
你知道吗？当他死在十字架上，
He did not simply die for the whole world.
他不只是简单的为这世界上的人死。
In His mind,
在他心里面，
He has every person who's going to be saved in His mind.
在他心里面想到的是每一位他要拯救的人。
So when He died on the cross,
所以当他死在十字架上的时候，
In His mind.
在他脑海中
See, I die because of you, Andrew Tan.
我为你 Andrew Tan 而死
I die because of you, Xue Ying.
Xue Ying, 我为你而死
Dear Fabian, I die because of you.
非便，我为你而死。
Ethan, I die because of you.
Ethan, 我为你而死。
蔡磊 and 转移 I die because of you.
蔡磊和转移，我是为你们而死。
This is how passionate God is about us.
神爱我们就是如此的热心不浅。
So nobody bullies a Christian.
所以没有一个人可以欺负基督徒。
找死啊！
他是找死。
Asking for trouble.
他是找麻烦。
Because God loves us zealously and passionately.
因为神爱我们是这么的热心和迫切。
And to ensure that we experience His love.
并且却为了确保我们能够经历到他的爱。
His the good things that He wants to give us.
他要让我们经历到他要给我们的好处。
Because he loves us, he'll give us good things, 吗？
因为他爱我们，一定会把好东西赐给我们。
So how does he ensure that we receive the good things?
他会怎么确保我们得到这些好东西呢
？That we experience God's love in a very concrete way.
就是我们能够很具体的来经历到神的爱。
So God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
所以神的爱透过圣灵浇灌我们在心，浇灌在我们心里。
God himself.
神自己。
The third person of the Triune God.
三位一体真神里面的第三个位格
in the Bible is called the Spirit of God.
圣经叫做神的灵
It's also called the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
也是叫做耶稣基督的灵
That's why when a person accepts Jesus,
这是为什么？当一个人接受耶稣
Jesus comes and lives in our hearts.
耶稣就来到进入住在我们心里面
Through the Holy Spirit.
透过圣灵
Who's the Spirit of Christ.
他是基督的灵
So how does God ensure that we experience His love?
所以神怎么确保我们能够经历到他的爱
In a powerful way.
很大有蛮有力量的来经历到
through the Holy Spirit
就是透过圣灵
so God gives put the Holy Spirit in our hearts means into our lives
所以神把圣灵放在我们的里面我们的生命里头
and this Holy Spirit will in a very concrete way empower us
所以圣灵很具体的给我们力量
to assure us when we are frightened
当我们害怕的时候他安抚我们
to protect us when we are in danger
当我们在危险当中他保护我们
To guide us when we do not know when we are at crossroads of life.
当我们在人生道路感到茫然的时候，他引导我们。
当我们走到人生的交叉路口哈，他引导我们 to guide us, to sanctify us.
他洁净我们
，so that we become more and more like Christ.
好叫我们更像耶稣基督
，like God,
像神
，so that we experience His glory.
以至于我们能够经历到他的荣耀。
So they have experienced God's glory in its fullness.
好叫我们能够完整的经历到他的荣耀。
In spite of sufferings, because there's the Holy Spirit in us, we will experience God's glory.
虽然有困难，但是因为我们里面有圣灵，我们就能够经历到他的荣耀。
So that we can become like God.
好叫我们能够像神。
So that we experience eternal life.
好叫我们能够经历到永生。
That will result in eternal glory.
最后能够生成永恒的荣耀。
So we experience it, truly experience it.
我们能够实实在在的经历到它。
Partly now and fully in eternity.
现在经历到的是一部分，以后要完全的经历。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，You are not alone.
你不是独自一人。
Yes, there are difficult times.
是的，虽然有困难的时刻。
Times that will make you frightened.
让你感到害怕的时候。
And there are burdens to carry in life.
而且人生里面还有许多担子要扛。
And the journey is difficult.
并且这个路旅途呢是困难的。
And especially our young Christians.
特别是初信的弟兄姐妹。
Ethan, Fabian, and Xue Ying.
Ethan, Fabian 和雪颖。
As you live the Christian life.
当你过基督徒的人生。
I want to assure you from God's word.
我要以神的话语来安抚你。
There will be things that make you doubt God.
有些事情会让你怀疑神的。
See why, if God is with me, why am I in this trouble? And God doesn't seem to be hearing my prayers.
你会说，如果神是真的，为什么会碰到这些问题？我似乎神似乎没有听我的祷告。
Now, dear young Christians,
亲爱的初信的弟兄姐妹
，dear Christians,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，you are not alone.
你不是独自一人。
The Holy Spirit will ensure that you experience God's love.
圣灵会确保你经历到神的爱。
Because when a person accepts Jesus,
因为当一个人接受耶稣基督。
This third person of the Triune God lives in us for eternity.
这个三位一体的真神会住在我们，永远的住在我们里面。
So victory will be yours.
所以胜利是你的。
But you must follow the Lord.
但是你必须跟随主。
You must follow the Lord.
你必须跟随主。
There'll be times that you doubt God. Don't doubt God.
有时候你会怀疑神，但是请你不要怀疑。
Choose faith.
你要选择信心。
Choose obedience.
选择顺服。
And all will be well.
并且然后呢，一切将会安好。
I want to speak to our friends who are not Christians.
我要跟当中的朋友们，还没有相信耶稣的朋友们说。
Nothing in life can satisfy you.
人生里面没有一样东西能够满足你的。
You think that if I have a If I get married, I'll be happy.
你以为说如果我结婚了，我就会快乐。
If I have romantic love, I'll be happy.
如果在谈恋爱，我就会快乐。
Then there shouldn't be divorce, right?
但是那为什么会有离婚？
Romantic love cannot satisfy you.
恋爱不能够满足你。
It can make you happy, but it cannot satisfy you.
它能够让你快乐，可是不能够满足你。
Money cannot satisfy you.
金钱没有办法满足你。
If money can satisfy you, then the happiest people in the world must be the richest person on earth.
如果金钱能够满足你，那最快乐的人将是这些富有的人。
But do you know that some of the most miserable people on earth are the richest person on earth?
可是你知道吗？世界上最痛苦的人其实是那些富有的人。
The pleasures that we get in life gives us some happiness, but they last only a little while.
生活中给我们的这些快乐，它确实给我们快乐，但是只是能够持续到一点点的时间。
And they disappoint us.
过后呢，它就让我们失望。
Isn't that the case with you?
对你来说不是吗？
It's just like eating peanuts. You keep on eating peanuts, you can never have enough of peanuts.
就好像在吃花生的时候，你一直在吃，一直吃，是吃不够的。
Even after your cholesterol shoots up, you still are not satisfied.
你胆固醇飙上来的时候，你还是不满足。
Because there is in our hearts, there's a place.
因为在我们心中有个地方。
It's an eternal hole.
它是一个永远的洞。
Only the eternal God, the infinite God, can fill up.
只有这永恒的神，这无限的神，能够把它填满。
When a Christian, when a person receives the glory of God,
当基督徒领受了神的荣耀
，eternal life,
永生。
A beautiful life.
一个美丽的生命。
That person then can be fully satisfied.
这个人才能够得到满足。
Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water so satisfying that it wells up to eternal life."
耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水。”要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Dear non-Christian friend，
亲爱的还没有相信耶稣的朋友们
，Don't chase after things that cannot satisfy you。
不要去追求那些不能够满足你的东西。
It's really a screensaver。
它只是一个障眼法。
It's only a facade。
它只是表面的东西。
It cannot satisfy you。
它不能够满足你。
Superficial things cannot satisfy a human being.
表面的东西呢，无法满足一个人。
Because the needs of a human being is deep and infinite.
因为人的需求呢，是这么的深，这么的无限。
Only good things, really good things, can satisfy you.
只有唯有那个真正的好东西，才能够满足你。
And we thank God.
我们感谢神。
When a person accepts Jesus as Savior,
当一个人接受耶稣为救主
，Jesus gives him the water can truly, that can truly satisfy him.
耶稣给他的水能够真正的满足他。
And how satisfying is it?
他的满足有多大呢
？Jesus described this eternal life in this way.
耶稣就这么样的来形容永生。
You will well up to eternal life.
他能够在你心里面成为一个泉源，涌到永生。
You'll be so full.
他会这么的满。
So satisfying.
这么的满足。
That you will flow out.
以至于他能够溢出来。
It lasts for eternity.
而且一直溢出来到永远。
Eternal life.
这个就是永生。
God can satisfy you.
神能够满足你。
Would you accept Jesus as your Savior today?
今天你愿意接受耶稣为你救主吗
？Don't resist the Lord Jesus Christ.
不要抗拒耶稣基督。
It does no you good.
那对你没有好处。
Today I bring you good news.
今天我给你这个好消息。
I'm not here to simply tell you about Jesus.
我在这里不只是简单的跟你分享耶稣。
I'm bringing you good news.
我在跟你分享的是一个好消息。
Or you prefer me to tell you there's death, hell, and no hope? You prefer that?
还是你愿意我跟你讲说有死亡、有地狱，然后没有盼望
？But today I tell you Jesus can give you eternal life.
但是今天我在告诉你的是，耶稣可以给你永生。
Life is filled with much sorrow and pain.
人生充满着悲痛。
Life cannot bring you real hope or joy.
人生无法给你真正的喜乐和盼望。
But when you have Jesus Christ, you will be fully satisfied.
当耶稣是你的救主，你就真有盼望，真的满足。
Every Christian can run this race in victory.
每个基督徒都能够 得胜的跑完这个道路。
Because we are guaranteed of God's glory.
因为我们保证得到神的荣耀。
Every Christian is guaranteed to receive God's glory because our relationship with God is now at peace and good. God will bless you.
每一个基督徒确保能得到神的荣耀，因为我们与神的关系已经相和好，和美好相合和美好，神必赐福给你。
You can forever receive God's gifts, and these gifts will guarantee your safety and blessedness now and into eternity.
你能永远得神的恩赐，这些恩赐能确保你安全和蒙福，从现在到永恒。
It gives you eternal security.
它给你永恒的平安。
And lastly, this glory will not be reduced by sufferings. In fact, the opposite is true.
第三点，这荣耀不会因为苦难而减少，刚好相反。
Thus, Christians do not need to fear sufferings.
所以基督徒不用害怕苦难。
Press on in following the Lord.
我们要坚持的来跟随主。
Come back to the Lord.
回到主面前。
Don't resist the Lord.
不要抗拒他。
The Lord loves you and he has always loved you.
主是爱你的，并且他永远爱你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Lord, we thank you that although life is difficult,
我们的主，我们感谢你。虽然人生很苦
，but yet we are guaranteed of victory.
但是我们却已经被应许得到胜利。
Because our relationship with God is now good.
因为现在我们跟神的关系已经和好了。
Our Lord is no longer angry with our sins.
我们的主不再生我们的气，不因我们的罪而生我们的气。
And we have access forever into God's good gifts,
并且我们永远得以进入神的当中，得到这个礼物。
That will ensure security in our life,
确保我们在一生当中能够平安。
And even sufferings can produce this wonderful hope, God's glory.
甚至患难也能够为我们产生这个盼望，叫做荣耀。
Lord, we pray for the young Christians today who are getting baptized.
主，我们要为这初信的弟兄姐妹，今天受洗的初信弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We also want to pray for our transfer candidates.
我们也要为这转会的姐妹们来祷告。
That as they follow you seriously,
当他们认真跟随你的时候
，We know that there will be trials in their life.
我们知道人生里面会有挑战。
But we thank you that they will emerge victorious.
但是我们感谢你，他们会得胜的度过。
Help them follow you faithfully.
求你帮助他们向你忠心
，Guard their faith，
维护着他们的信心
，Protect them，
保护着他们
，Protect them from sin, from Satan, from all harm，
保护他们远离罪，远离撒旦，还有各样的危害。
As they look forward to the eternal glory，
当他们盼望这永恒荣耀的时候
，In Jesus' name we pray，
祷告奉主耶稣的名求
，Amen。